get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It is Wednesday, the 13th of February. Or as I call it, the day I got to figure out what I'm going to do for Valentine's Day, because that, of course, is tomorrow. You can follow the Joe and Alex Show. We are on Twitter. We are on Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. For Facebook, we use the station's Facebook, so it's Radio Now to search for that. And joeandalexshow.com is where we post everything up on the show, our blogs, our podcasts. Pretty much everything. That's joeandalexshow.com. Sitting to my left, leaning back like a gangsta or like Fat Joe.
I am a gangsta.
Alex, good morning.
Good morning. I'm kind of like really freaking out because I didn't realize this or think about this when it came to my child advocate training to be a child advocate. But last night while I was in class, it came to me. What is the protocol with social media? Because I just figured when you're working on a case and you're working with families, whatever, they're getting to know you, they might want to request to follow you on Instagram and stuff. But normally, I think they would say, well, just keep your stuff private and obviously just say no to letting people like that follow you because that would, you know, have implications for the case possibly. But all of my stuff is public. Since we're public figures, we have public stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And so I asked about that and they were like, oh, you're right. We haven't ever thought about that before. And I was like, you know, what am I supposed to do if, like, the case I'm working on, like, the foster parents or the parents or something like that listen to me in the morning? Like, would that have an impact? Like, they know a lot about me and my personal life and, like, it just might impact how they basically relate to me and talk to me about what's going on in their family life. And they're like, yeah, we've never thought about that. We're going to have to get back to you. And now I'm freaking out because I'm like,
do you think they'll dump you?
Well, I really hope that it'll be okay and that they'll figure out a way. But, like, I can't block them from following me because then it's going to... The problem is it'll show up to them and say, like, you know, Alex blocked you. And that might hurt their feelings and cause tension between me and the parents or whatever because they'll be like, well, why would you block me? Because the biggest thing for what I'm doing is I have to have good rapport with the family and the people involved because if I don't, they won't share stuff with me. And I cannot get information that I need to do my job if they won't talk to me. You know, if they think I'm mean or something like that or I make them mad.
This is going to be a problem.
Yeah, so
this is going to be a problem.
They said they've never had to deal with that. Like in all of the years that, you know, they've had their child advocacy center here, 20 plus years, they've never had this issue. So they're like, you know, we didn't think about you being a public figure and how that could impact this. We're going to have to do some talking with our lawyers and stuff and figure out like what the best way to go about this is going to be. So I'm anxious to find that out.
Maybe you have to delete your social media.
Yeah, that won't happen. What's going on with you, Porkchop?
Yesterday, I went to trivia with Joe, and I hated it.
So when you guys go, is it just you two, or does Lindsay go,
no,
Chase go?
Me and Lindsay went. Like, we went last week, too. And then so the people joined in. Porkchop came. Our buddy DJ Killer Cam came out. So it was us four last night. It was fun. It was a weird trivia night, though. They had some soup. I felt like I was, like, on, like, expert mode for Jeopardy. I'm like, what the hell are these questions? I didn't even get the clues. But here's what really... Sorry to cut off your time, Porkchop.
No, please.
But, dude, you got me so pissed last night.
Why did I get you pissed?
This guy... You're not supposed to have your phone out of the table because you can cheat?
Dude, No.
Hold on. I'll bring it back to you. Hold on. This guy busts out HQ trivia on his lap, then gets DJ Killer Cam and my wife Lindsay. I'm like, you know what, guys? I'm going home. Lindsay get a ride with one of them. Like, this is not why I came out. Yeah, no, I wanted to because I'm like, you guys are pathetic. You're on your phones playing crack trivia or whatever you losers play. Yeah. That's like 7 years old. I just don't, you know, I love you, dude. I really do. And I know, like, I tried to defend you from Alex and Liv really, like, razzing on you. I don't think, you know, I think our team's full next week for trivia.
Okay, so are you done now?
So you're just mad because he was doing trivia while he was supposed to be doing trivia?
No, yes! I know why he's mad. And so it was an intermission, which you didn't failed to mention.
No,
Joe.
No.
So I said
they started back up playing. Do not.
My turn.
Oh, to go ahead and talk. How's your mic sound? Yeah, don't at me ever again.
It was intermission, and I said to your wife and DJ Cam, hey, like it's 9 o'clock, we have a second, let's open HQ Trivia, at least this way we could get our free life and our eraser. And you know me, when it comes to rules, I like to follow rules. So how uncomfortable was I? Didn't you see how uncomfortable I was with Cam? How many times did I have to tell him, dude, they're starting the trivia back up, put your phone away. And he kept saying, no, it's fine, keep it out. Then didn't I tell him, I said, if we get first place and we lose because your phone's out, Lindsay's going to cut your head off because this is her 1 year anniversary of being on Jeopardy. So don't even be mad at me. Didn't you see me trying to
you're
tell him to put his phone away?
You're the one that like,
ladies,
Hold on, guys.
I said pull it out for 1 second to get your free eraser.
You're like the drug dealer, like, hey, man, this one's free. So like you're like, hey, let's bring it out real quick, guys. And then they couldn't put it away.
Dude,
so shame
I
on you.
I'm on your side. I was so uncomfortable that he wouldn't put his phone away, dude.
And the whole time he's like, this trivia, when I played trivia somewhere else, it was so much better than this.
Then why did he come?
I don't know. First time there, and I just saying, I love the place. The place was cool. The food was good. The drinks were good. The service was good. But I thought the trivia was stupid. They use like some national trivia. And, like, I don't like the trivia company.
So you
really
hung
dumb.
Out with him all night last night, and you didn't get any juicy scoop about the people on his Facebook friends list that were talking crap about me because they hate me on the show?
Oh, with Cam?
Because I didn't know you were hanging out with him last night. We did a break yesterday, and I kind of went in on something that I've had a disagreement on with my boyfriend.
You called some lady old.
Yeah, well, this lady called in, and she was giving her opinion, and I said, I really honestly don't think that you understand because you sound like you're over 40. Well, she was. So anyway, it came off a little mean on my part, but I mean, it was the truth. She didn't deny it.
Okay. And also, I think that's like is somewhat fair. Like anything that has to do with social media, the older generation is not going to get.
Yeah, so that was the point I was making. Came off a little rude. I get that. But somebody on this DJ that works with us, their friends list on Facebook, like was talking about, I hate Alex on the Joe and Alex show. And I said, it's private, so we can't see it because we're not on our friends list.
Do you want to know what somebody else said? Because this is really mean.
Well, I don't know. I wanted to know if anyone defended me.
No. They defended me.
I would have defended you, babe. I got your back, girl.
A lot of people liked me, but they didn't say anything about you. And I couldn't log in. I couldn't defend you.
Well, that's all right.
So, okay.
I don't want to know if it's super, super awful.
Yeah. I mean, real quick. Liv, look over this while I get ready real quick. And if you want, maybe you tell me. Don't say names, but if we should read that or if it's too mean. I think it's too mean. You can follow the Joe and Alex Show, like I said, Twitter and Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. Our number this morning to call in anytime is 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2...
Wow.
2539.
That's on Facebook?
Liv's
this
face.
Is on Facebook. And like, I honestly
just scale it 1 to 10, 10 being the meanest.
An 8.5.
Ooh, that's pretty bad. Eight.
Pretty bad.
Yeah.
Well, everybody crapped on me yesterday. I mean, well, I'm going to give you an update on what happened because there were some interesting things that happened after the show that I think you should know, a little update based on what happened yesterday that I'm going to tell you around 7:30, 6:30 Central, right before Liv tells us what's going on with her for Valentine's Day. I'm going to tell you a little short thing of what happened.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Liv, why don't you give me that phone back? We're just going to, never mind, Alex, nothing to see here. Nothing to see.
That's got to be like a fake account.
Like, it's that mean?
I mean.
Nothing to see here, Liv.
Wow.
Liv, nothing to see.
All right, coming up in the garbage, what Cardi B said before deleting her Instagram. This celebrity broke her own toilet, and this actress's awkward night out with Mariah Carey.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Cardi B deleted her Instagram, but right before she did, she posted a video slamming the haters.
It's not my style for people to put other people down to uplift somebody else. However, I worked hard for my album. I remember last year when I didn't want for Bodak Yellow, everybody was like, Cardi got snubbed, Cardi would have got snubbed. My album went 2-time platinum, and every chart that it was, my album was always top 10, number one album as well. Worked my ass off, locked myself in the studio for 3 months, didn't want to sleep in my own bed, sometimes for 4 days straight, pregnant.
I have no problem with what she's saying. I think her Grammy is well deserved.
Can you, by the
way, I have not always thought everyone's Grammy they've gotten is well deserved. I do think Cardi B's is well deserved.
Can you, quote unquote, delete your account and then bring it back?
Yeah, I think celebrities can do this because, like, Justin Bieber did this, Miley Cyrus did this, Taylor Swift did this.
We should totally be like, that's it, we're deleting the Joe and Alex Show account. And people are like, no, I love following the Joe and Alex Show account.
Yeah, I don't think that'll happen.
Then we'll get more followers at Joe and Alex Show.
A very pregnant Jessica Simpson confessed to breaking her toilet seat. She posted a picture of her holding up her now broken seat cover and wrote, "Warning, don't lean back on the toilet when pregnant." The singer turned business mogul also revealed that she's developed severe acid reflux as a result of her pregnancy. Things got so bad for her that she was unable to comfortably sleep in her own bed and resorted to buying a new recliner to get some proper rest. The singer announced that she is expecting her third child, a baby girl, with her husband, Eric Johnson, in September. A couple things. Eric Johnson is hot. Two, she has the worst, like, her and Kim Kardashian might be neck and neck for, like, worst pregnancy experiences. I feel bad for them. They just have a terrible time.
It ain't no joke.
And
that big thing around.
Yeah, she also is one of those people that just blows up. I feel bad for her, too. Breaking toilet seat. She posted that picture of her swollen foot. Had to get treatment to get the swelling to go down. Poor Jessica. Bill Cosby spokesman Andrew Wyatt said that the comedian is just having a grand old time in prison.
Despite the circumstances, he said this is an amazing experience.
Did he really use the term amazing experience?
Yeah, he used the term amazing experience.
Oh man, Bill Cosby's probably killing it in prison right there. Hey Bill, man, can I get some of that J-E-L-L-O?
If people are having an amazing experience when they go to jail in this country, we need to rethink that. What's happening? Yeah, why are they having an amazing experience?
Like, prison people have better conditions than Live the Web Girl.
Apparently, he's able to speak to his wife, Camille, 3 times a day for 3 minutes each. She hasn't visited him, but that's per his request. He is right now only having his attorneys visit. That's the way he wants it. He doesn't want his wife or daughters in that environment. Apparently, he's dropped to 195 pounds thanks to a healthy prison routine. He wakes up at 3:30 a.m. to exercise in his cell. He's given up coffee, which is something that his wife has pressed him to do for 55 years. He doesn't eat bread or dessert. He also rinses off. This is disgusting. Rinses off all of his food to strip the excess sodium from it. He puts it in a little cup. He walks over to the sink. He runs water in the cup over the food, shakes the food up, and then he drains it and eats it. 3 times a day he does that. Also, he hasn't stopped thinking about all the things he's going to do when he gets out.
Isn't he going to die in prison?
I was thinking the same thing. I am
what
just
What are you
confused.
Trying to say here? Yeah, no, that is... It's so weird, but these people, they become celebrities in prison. Like, but then again, you have to look. There's some people that commit small crimes, like drugs, which may not be the worst thing. But then there's just really bad people in prison that do bad things.
I'm not opposed. Maybe this is controversial, what have you.
Wait, we've never said anything controversial. We're not going to start now.
This is my first time. I'm not opposed to the death penalty for rapists or molesters. I'm not.
That is very controversial.
Well, some people don't believe in the death penalty at all, even for murderers. But I'm saying I think murder and rape, both of those things, death penalty, for sure. I support it. Rebel Wilson told a story about how things got kind of awkward with Mariah Carey when they went out to a club in Aspen. I love this.
So we went into this club, and it was very exclusive, and they security demanded that we give our coats to them in order to get into the club. And Mariah's like, no, my coat is part of the outfit. And then I was like... what's going to happen? And it's freezing cold outside the club, so we really wanted to get in. But then at the end of the day, she did what was best for the group.
Yeah.
And we got in. You know, she's a team player.
That's good to hear.
She's such an awesome lady. Yeah. And then inside the club, they started playing her songs because she was in there. Sure. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Dancing. So it turned out all right.
I can't believe she gave her coat up.
I love Rebel Wilson. Like, to me, her sense of humor is the funniest.
I am obsessed. I can watch interviews of her all day long.
She's so funny. In her new movie, which is something romantic.
Romantic comedy.
Yeah, it's a romantic comedy, but isn't it romantic?
I believe it's called Isn't It Romantic.
Yeah. Liam Hemsworth is in it. A bunch of people are in it. But I think that comes out today. If I'm not mistaken, comes out today because tomorrow's Valentine's Day. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. Coming up in less than an hour, is there already trouble in paradise with the Biebers?
Oh, Live the Web Girl, there's so much she doesn't know. We try to teach her, but nothing sticks. She might be dumber than Joe. Dumber than Joe. Dumber than Joe.
Stop, we get it.
Liv, what are eggs?
So I know they're like poultry, which that's a whole other thing to get into another time. But I just don't understand. Like, are we eating baby chickens? Also, if we're eating baby chickens, how come they're so soupy and liquid and yolky? Like, if I have a chicken breast, there's no like orange yolk that bursts out. There's no like liquid that needs to be not liquid anymore. You don't use pieces of chicken to cook a cake. So like, why are we using egg? Also, is that considered like death? Like, if we're eating just these little chickens, I just don't understand. I don't get it.
And that's another thing that Liv the Web Girl doesn't get. Good morning, beautiful. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and it's time for Joe's Need to Know News. Let's do it. We were talking about this a second ago off air, but I find it interesting, and I think it's really interesting, too, because a couple of people on the Joe and Alex Show have had big financial blows because of this. A study of bankruptcy filings in the U.S. showed that 66% were due to this. Any guesses, Alex? You already know what it is.
Shopping, credit card bills?
Nope. Live the Web Girl, what do you think that almost 70% of bankruptcies in the U.S. is in the U.S. are from? Like, what causes everybody to go bankrupt?
Student loans.
That could be one for sure. No, it's actually medical expenses.
Oh, yeah. I just had to pay 2 medical bills this week.
Yeah, they're outrageous. The study shows that about 530,000 families each year are financially ruined by medical bills and getting sick. Researchers surveyed a random sample of 910 Americans who file for personal bankruptcy between 2013 and 2016, and they found that the medical bills were ones that made up almost 60% of bankruptcies, and illness-related income losses contributed to another 44%, with many saying both were the cases of their bankruptcy. I didn't have to file a bankruptcy, but I had my hip replaced. I've had a bad hip since I was a young boy, but I had it replaced like a year and half ago.
No, since I was a young warthog. Oh, boy.
Now, I didn't have to pay this, but I'll share it with you. The cost, I looked up for anesthesia and I was in the hospital for 28 hours. I stayed to get a free lunch because if I stayed long enough, I got lunch. I'm like,
of course.
You know I would stay because I could have left at 10. I'm like, well, can I wait till 1 and get my free sandwich? So I did that. 28 hours in the hospital, $106,000 it would have been out of pocket if I didn't have insurance. $106,000. Now, my hip's amazing and my surgeon's great. The anesthesiologist like $10,000-$12,000. I'm like, really? Just to make me sleep?
See, like, I thought that's what insurance was for. I'm confused.
No, it is, but that's the raw cost. They still show you what the bill is. I had to pay, like, my maximum copay.
But no, but, like, how come people are going bankrupt if they have insurance?
Not
because
everybody
your copay
it.
Could still be a couple grand.
Eventually, like, you can reach limits where you have it, but a lot of people don't have insurance or they don't have good insurance.
No.
Like, our insurance, I don't like it that much, but it's still not bad. It's better than none at all. But, poor chap, you've had surgeries and stuff too, right? Like, I mean, you've had a lot of medical bills.
Yeah, I'll be paid off in a year, but I'm paying the minimum balance, and it was like a couple $1,000.
Yeah.
Well, more than a couple, actually.
I just paid off my hip surgery from like 2 years ago, so that's a fun bill. So if you're in that boat, you're not alone. There's a new social media challenge, which let's just throw it out there. The reason we're bringing this up is not for kids that hear this like, oh, I'm going to go try that. It's so that you're aware how stupid it is if you're a kid and you're listening, or if you're a parent. Just be on the lookout. It's got to be tough being a parent nowadays, all the stupid stuff kids are doing. Have you guys heard of the 48-hour challenge?
No.
The 48-hour challenge. Teens dare their friends to disappear for 48 hours
what?
With the goals that their names and pictures will show up on social media or on the news.
Dude, if my kid does this, I'm just be like, you know what? You can just stay away.
I was going to say, my mom would have been like, why don't you make it the week challenge, son, if I was younger.
My gosh.
Yeah, the missing teens get points for each like, share, and viewer interactions, but they're saying it's causing panics in parents. Yeah, you think? And it wastes valuable law enforcement resources. Listen, your kid's a dummy if they do this. Like, I think you might have messed up somewhere as a parent, possibly.
They literally need to go to juvie if they're doing this.
Oh, I'm going to tell. I would tell the police to arrest them.
Yeah, exactly. Arrest them. They're wasting, like, resources.
So I just, hopefully your kid's not that dumb to do it, but something to be aware of. Maybe talk to them. Like, hey, how dumb are you? Don't do this, okay?
I'd have my kid volunteer at like a 911 dispatch center and be like, here, you can see what it's really like with the people they're trying to help, and you're over here
and
wasting
their
time.
It's not funny either. Like, unfortunately, we read stories all the time about young boys and girls that are abducted and taken, and they don't have a good result usually. So don't play around with that. A Jamaican lottery winner is going viral. You probably have already seen this on your social media feed. His identity, though, is staying hidden. He wore a scream mask.
Remember the movie?
I remember I wore one of those from Halloween while accepting the check. The dude won $160 million and says he wants to use the money to buy a house. This apparently, by the way, is not out of the ordinary. I don't know about a scream mask every time, but the Jamaican law requires winners to take their photo, but lots of winners wear disguises because, A, they don't want to be robbed. Imagine that. You walk right out, you're robbed. Or having your family ask for money.
He also wore gloves in the picture, too, and a long-sleeve shirt. You couldn't see his skin color, nothing. Nothing about him.
So, for all you know, it was me. Maybe I was in Jamaica and I had to collect my winnings.
Well, I think we know. I don't know.
What do you mean?
Never mind.
No, go ahead. I just want to make sure I fully understand what you mean.
Jeff's calling Joe fat.
No.
Didn't you see? You're going to fat shame me?
No, dude.
Dude, like that you think that's funny?
The guy was like 50 pounds. I mean,
so you are fat shaming me.
I'm not fat. The guy was 50 pounds or 100.
So rude.
He was,
wow.
I'm shaming
Have
the guy
some class.
For being like super skinny.
Have
well,
some class,
I guess it's. I'm glad that I'm wrapping up Need to Know News with another big story.
What?
Since we're continuing it. A man in Kentucky caught a massive goldfish. Why don't you fat shame this thing? How did he catch it? Well, he was using a biscuit. The man was out with his girlfriend when they decided to cast a line into a pond known to contain large koi and goldfish. He had a rod and reel, but didn't have any bait, so he used a piece of biscuit that he had. He caught a 20-pound goldfish.
One fish, two fish, red fish, fat fish.
There we go. That right there is Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show. Anything else you need to get in, go ahead. Let me hear it, Porkchop.
Yeah, Porkchop, do you want to call him dumb or stupid or inconsiderate?
Wait. Why would he say that, Liv?
Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Call into the show anytime at 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539.
Somebody's wondering why it's the Urkel and Alex Show.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you say that. That wonderful voice you hear next to mine, that's Alex. We also got Liv the Web Girl. Hey, girl.
Hey.
And we got producer Porkchop.
What up?
All right, this story is a little insane, but hey, what do you expect out of Houston, Texas? This I can't get over it. Like, I don't understand how it ended up there, but people went into an abandoned building. They're like, hey, man, we're going to go in this place and we're going to go smoke some weed. So I don't know how they were going to smoke their weed, but they went into the abandoned place, I guess, to go do it. And when they were inside, they found a tiger, real-life freaking tiger. Yeah, they went in there to smoke pot, and then they found the caged tiger. They called the Houston City officials, I guess the police, who sent out animal cruelty units and animal shelter volunteers to the home. Volunteers said the tiger was well-fed, but the cage, this is what's really scary, was only secured, I guess, like they put like a screwdriver through it.
You gotta be kidding
me. It wasn't locked, like just to keep it so the door wouldn't open. It was like a screwdriver. So if that thing would have done like one little move, you'd have a loose tiger running around Houston.
Oh my God.
What is this? Some kind of exotic animal black market?
I don't know, but it was inside of an abandoned place.
Oh my gosh, I 1,000%. I think that's what it was. It had to have been. I guarantee that tiger was getting sold on the black market. They needed somewhere secret to keep it.
The tiger was taken to an animal shelter and then to an animal sanctuary. It is legal to own a tiger in Texas with a wild game permit, but it's illegal to own one in Houston, Texas. Now, I mean, I always think of like Mike Tyson. Famously, he owned, I think it was in Vegas, he owned a tiger.
That was real? I thought that was just from that movie.
Oh, with The Hangover?
Yeah.
No, that whole thing, including this song, is real. If you know this one, please sing along wherever you're at right now. It's the Joe and Alex Show.
What do tigers dream of when they take a little tiger snooze? Do they dream of mauling zebras or Halle Berry in her Catwoman suit? Don't you worry, your pretty striped head. We're gonna get you back to Tyson and your cozy tiger bed. And then we're gonna find our best friend Doug. And then we're gonna give him a best friend hug. Doug. But if he's been murdered by crystal meth tweakers, well then we're out of luck.
Do you remember in high school, like, did you and your friends used to party boy people? Because we used to do that.
Oh, yeah, like,
you just walk up to somebody and you start, like, you just start shaking and just twerking on them.
I did. I quit doing that, though, after I got, like, my third sexual harassment complaint and, like, seventh grade, it's not good to have a record of trying to party boy dance on girls that you like.
Probably not.
Apparently it's frowned upon. Who would have known? We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Our number is 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. I really would love for you to call in if you're a mom or a dad or anybody that deals with kids and they watch Peppa Pig, because there is an effect going on across the great states of America, and it involves a wonderful show that Alex knows so well, Peppa Pig.
I'm Peppa Pig.
This is my little brother George.
Oh, God.
This is Mommy Pig. And this is Daddy Pig.
Is that skipping or is that how it really goes?
That's really how it goes.
It sounds like it's like a remix.
Every other word they do that, so they'll be like, "Hi, I'm Peppa."
Right here, it sounds like a remix. It's like a hype horn.
It sounds like a demonic hog. It sounds like one of those evil pigs from like The Princess Bride. It's scary.
It is. It's like the devil with the kids. Okay, let's turn this off. Even I'm getting creeped out right now. Okay, stop. No, parents across the U.S. are sharing stories now, and this is what I'd like you to do, too, at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. They are saying that their kids, after watching the Peppa Pig show, they are getting the Peppa Pig effect, which is they're talking with a British accent.
Monday puddles!
See, Alex is exactly that. They're saying things like zebra and tomato with a British accent. Here's a mom, Molly. She recorded this and put it up on Twitter. You got to listen closely. But this is her kid saying certain words with a British accent.
George. Say Peppa and say it. Peppa.
Peppa.
And.
George.
Oh my God.
George.
George. Listen, I don't like everything about British people, but I do like their accent. So maybe this is not the worst thing that's happened. But, oh my gosh, I could only imagine being a parent and dealing with your little kid, like talking normal, like me, like a hillbilly, and then out of nowhere, Ma! I'm British now.
Wait, do the say tomato again.
Tomato. Tomato.
That is so fantastic. This is one of my favorite kid shows ever. Like, I think it is so cute and it's so funny. I don't have kids. I just know what the kids are into. I have a weird fascination with kids' cartoons.
All right, 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex. Show, my screen's not working. What's your name? Jessica.
My name's Jessica.
Jessica, yes. You got a kiddo?
I do, and she's 4 and has the British accent like no other.
No way. So is it from watching Peppa Pig?
Yes, she's instead of saying mail, she goes, "Mom, I'm going to go get the post." And then the other day, I was like, "Oh, well, great turn signal." And then she goes, "Mom, you must indicate the turn."
No
way. I looked
way.
At her and I was like, "What did you just say to me? You must indicate the turn."
She's 4? That's fantastic.
Thank you, Jessica, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. I mean, out of all the bad things for kids to be addicted to or change their behavior or habit, is it really bad if they have a little bit of a British accent?
No, I think this is so cute and funny.
All right, let's say good morning to Kayla. Hey, Kayla, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Do you got a kiddo?
Yeah, he's in the back seat right now. I'm dropping him off at daycare.
Oh, can he do anything for us with Peppa Pig?
Well, when you were playing the clip, he was, like, snorting in the backseat.
Can we hear a snort? Can he snort for us? What's his name?
His name's Landon.
Can Landon snort for us real quick here on the Joe and Alex Show?
I can see if he'll do it. I don't know. He kind of does things impromptu. I don't know if he'll do it on command.
Sounds like Alex.
Hey, Landon, snort like Peppa Pig. Come on, do it.
He won't do it. Oh, this is
won't do it.
This is your chance, boy. This is
Landon,
your chance,
now you're
honey.
Being a little British brat. Come on. No, I was kidding. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning, Kayla. We appreciate it. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Hillary.
Hillary, we'll wrap things up with you. Do you got a kid that's kind of got the Peppa Pig effect going on now?
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about it.
The little pig, George, the little brother, he says dinosaur. And now that's how my daughter, she's 2.5 and speaks really well, but she always says, dinosaur.
Oh my gosh. Do you think there's like a secret attempt here? Like obviously the U.S., we left Britain and we established everything over here.
It's a brainwashing.
Do you think it's like them trying to take back America from us, like with
Britain
Peppa Pig?
Brainwashing. You know what? We should have stuck to Piglet, dang it.
Oh, why?
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Justin Bieber is going to several doctors to help with personal struggles. Sources say the singer struggles with ups and downs, anxiety, depression, and uncertainty about the future. That's not good because he just got married. He's leaning on friends and family. Also, his wife, Haley Baldwin, and his pastor while he tries to get better. But seems like they, that's a big part of contention for their relationship is like he's got some mental stuff that he struggles with.
And that, I'm not saying, I don't know what the word is. It's not good to see this, Alex, because I don't wish anxiety or depression on anybody, but I'm kind of like Justin Bieber, minus the success and the good looks and like, you know, all that stuff. But it's like, I also have, you know, anxiety and depression. I guess money doesn't fix all those problems. But nope. At least he's leaning on his church and his, you know, therapist to try to get help.
He kind of went into that. If you still haven't read the Vogue interview with him and Haley, you really need to. It's so good. But he kind of goes into detail about his struggles and why he feels that way and what happened during his childhood and coming up on the Hollywood scene and all that stuff. 21 Savage was released from custody yesterday after being detained for 9 days by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents in Atlanta. It was reported that 21 Savage, who was born in England, was living in the U.S. illegally after his visa expired in 2006. 21 Savage moved to the United States with his family when he was 7 years old. According to his lawyers, 21 Savage had applied for a visa in 2017, and the paperwork was just still being processed during the time that he was arrested. So, according to reports, the decision to release him was made behind closed doors. And Last Call with Carson Daly is ending after 17 years on NBC. The network says he actually decided to step away from the show in part to have more time with his family. He will continue his duties as host of The Voice and on Today. NBC is going to continue programming the 1:30 a.m. slot with a new show to be announced soon. There have been talks that maybe it would be Chelsea Handler.
I can't believe that it was 17 years. That's a long time.
He's gained some weight. Have you noticed that? He looks different lately.
He's gained
a lot of weight, so I wonder if he's going through some stuff personally.
Well, he's like losing family members and stuff. I know a lot. His dad or both parents. Yeah, that could be. But
yeah, he looks completely different. And Gigi Hadid is a really big fan of doing this.
I love them. I studied criminal psychology in college, so I'm really into like all of that kind of detective work and mystery solving.
Are you fun when you do this? Or are you intense? And like, would you yell at me if I was in a room with you?
I'm like super nice if you're like there to win with me. You know what I mean? But like, if you're like goofing off, no, I'm not nice about it.
She's talking about escape rooms. Sorry, I forgot to say that. She's really into going to escape rooms.
Do you like escape rooms?
I don't actually, even though I love true crime stuff.
How many times have you gone?
I think twice.
I've never went, and I really want to go.
I'll go with you, but like, you're not getting out with me. We need somebody smart because we'll get killed.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
Or get stuck.
I genuinely don't think I'm smart enough because the stuff they give you is like weird.
It's
puzzles.
Hard.
So I'm not good at like puzzle solving.
I'm laughing because I'm thinking of how Joe and I went to trivia last night, and I could see me saying to your wife, "Hey, Lindsay, Joe, like, let's go," and your wife's gonna be like, "No, pork chop, no," because I'll just want to play HQ trivia in the middle.
Yeah,
and
you
I'll
probably will, which will not help us. That's what you'll be doing.
Coming up in less than an hour, this A-lister might be making her husband wear Spanx.
Good morning. We're the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. And the number to call in is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. We got a lot to get to here in the next half an hour. We're going to be getting into Joe's journey. That's about 50 after the hour. Looking forward to that. Some exciting news for me, but somebody else, which is pretty incredible. Share that. But before we get to that, we got to talk about a couple of things. We're going to get a little story about Liv, what she's got going on for Valentine's Day, but Alex, can we get an update about what happened yesterday after we talked about you and the Egyptian and you're kind of having an issue with him not posting photos anymore in your relationship of you guys on Instagram? No, he did it the first couple of months that you guys were dating, but then he kind of fell off and stopped doing it.
Yeah, so yesterday I just talked on the air. It was a pretty big deal. I just said, like, it hurts my feelings and it's been like a fight that we've had in our relationship, and we called him on the air. All of this is on the podcast. You can just search for The Joe and Alex Show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever. Subscribe. Give us 5 stars because that helps us out if you like the show. But you can always listen to past shows on there. So if you missed it, you can go back and listen to it. But it was a big deal, and a lot of people were annoyed with me because of this. I mean, I got slammed.
Annoyed is one way to put it. Yeah, they were going after you.
I got slammed on social media all day yesterday, which is fine. I fully expected it. Listen, I am aware. It's not like I just open my mouth and I say, I mean, not always. Obviously, I make mistakes. I'm not a robot. But for the most part, we do plan what we're going to talk about on the show every day. And I knew what I was getting into by sharing that with you. I knew that there were going to be people that were like so over me for sharing that. There was one lady in particular that called in and really roasted me for what I said. And I called her out and I said, I just don't think you understand. I probably came off a little ruder than I should have. But I mean, it was the truth.
You're like, you know what? You're probably over 40.
Yeah, I said, you know what? You sound like you're over 40. And so I don't think that you're going to understand where I'm coming from. And I know that was a little bit rude, but it was also meant to be kind of funny. And she just really took that and ran. I mean, it was funny to me because she seemed so pissed off. But all day long yesterday, she made sure to comment back to every single person, say, I'm the lady that was on the phone. I mean, she was soaking up her 15 minutes of fame. So trust me, she wasn't upset because she was living and basking in that fame, so to speak. I'm putting in quotes from just yesterday. But I thought it was funny because so many of you were calling me out on social media saying you hope that the Egyptian breaks up with me. Some of you said I should be fired because that makes sense. You said that it was grounds for me to be fired for sharing the story. I shouldn't be a part of the show anymore. You don't want to listen anymore. I'm so sure. I'm sure you're listening right now. But a lot of you who were saying how terrible of a girlfriend I am and that he can do better were sliding into my boyfriend's DMs and seeing if he would want to date you.
Nice.
So just so you know, I am aware of this. He 100% called me and told me. And as soon as we were done with that break, he called me yesterday to be like, babe, you know how much I love you. And I was like, yeah, absolutely. I love you too. And I was like, you know what? You are so patient. It takes a very special person to understand what Joe and Porkchop and Liv and I do. It is so hard. Can you imagine being any of our significant others and us talking about our relationship and personal things like that to hundreds of thousands of people, to two major cities in the United States?
I would have left.
I almost got divorced. I'm not even married.
So it's very hard. So our significant others put up with a lot of crap, and we are aware that they go through it, and they know. They are aware. It's part of the gig. So I just wanted to say, I know who you are that it slid into my boyfriend's DMs trying to get him to break up with me and date you, and we're fine. And he is okay with me talking about that yesterday. And so that's our update. You know, if that's the biggest fight, us fighting over social media is the biggest fight, like I said, that we have in our relationship, clearly we're doing pretty good. So I just wanted to give you that update. It was kind of a mess yesterday.
I almost felt kind of bad for you yesterday, Alex. Like, I don't know. There was a lot of mean messages, and I didn't expect that, but
I did. I mean,
yeah. Welcome to the show, Porkchop.
Every day, one of us usually has to take one for the team and be the bad guy. I was that person yesterday, but for those of you that understood and were like, Alex, you and the Egyptian are perfect together. You guys are like the same person. Thank you. You get it. You get it.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
Liv's going to share what's going on with her Valentine's Day plans. And once you hear them, I want to know if you love what she's doing or if you think it's maybe not the best idea. Liv,
yes.
What are your Valentine's Day plans?
So my Valentine's Day plans are to go to a really, really nice steakhouse in town with my boyfriend and his sister and her boyfriend.
So like a double date for Valentine's Day.
Yes, we're going on a double date to a very nice steakhouse on Valentine's Day. And how this happened was because his, I guess, sister and her boyfriend texted my boyfriend, Joel Daddy, and said, like, oh, hey, would you and Liv want to go to the steakhouse with us for Valentine's Day, kind of make it like a double date thing? And he asked me, and he was like, hey, like, would you want to do this? Or, like, do you want to go, do you just want to go out to dinner, like, just the two of us? Or, like, do you want to do this? It's like, oh, no, like, let's go with your sister and her boyfriend. Like, they're so much fun. We always have a blast with them. Like, let's do it. I don't see what the problem is.
No, I don't either. That sounds like a great idea. Like, being married, but even if I was still dating my wife, Lindsay, unless it's like our first Valentine's Day together, it's like, all right, like doing it with your friends where you can laugh and have a good time together, that's so much better than just being alone
and
with two people.
It is our first Valentine's Day together, but me and my boyfriend, Joel Daddy, see each other every single day.
Okay.
Like, we spend time alone, like, a lot. It's not like we don't get our alone time in. So I feel like that's why it's not that big of a deal.
What do you think, Alex? Because you're not, okay, that face doesn't translate over the radio.
As soon as she told me this, I literally the first word that came out of my mouth was, I just go, ew. She said, I'm going on a double date for Valentine's Day. I said, ew. And I told my boyfriend, the Egyptian, and he said, gross. We had the same exact reaction. I cannot imagine. That would be also a huge disagreement with the Egyptian and I if he told me for Valentine's Day, which it's also our first Valentine's Day together, that we were going on a double date. Like, here's the thing. I love the Egyptian's friends. Honestly, when we have planned staying out with his friends, I look forward to it all week long. He is amazing, godly, inspiring, like couple friends I love hanging out with. I feel like I learn a lot from them. And for Valentine's Day, though, I just wanted to be me and him. I would be like weirded out, number one, if we had to do a double day for Valentine's Day, but two, if it was with his sister.
See, I don't think that's weird. And here's another thing is that Valentine's Day isn't that ginormous of a deal to me.
Oh, like, it is to me.
Yeah, it's a day that like I want to like maybe like go out to dinner, or I'm hoping that like he'll be like a little bit romantic, maybe get me some flowers, whatever. I just don't really see the big hype and deal of Valentine's Day.
Yeah, Alex, I love it.
It's not like me and my wife Lindsay, like if we went out with Liv and Jewel Daddy, like we'd each be like in a corner making out with our wives as we eat spaghetti
right.
And meatballs.
That's the problem.
Thing. Here's another
you
thing
don't
too.
Do that.
Is that me and we're super, super close to his sister and his sister's boyfriend. His sister and her boyfriend have been together for 7.5 years. He is a part of their family. So it's like a brother to him. And his sister, I'm super close with. And she's literally already like a sister to me.
But that's what I'm saying is that I also am close with the Egyptian's friends. But like for this holiday and this moment, I want to have a romantic connection with him. I don't want to be distracted by other people. And what Joe brought up, we're not going to be making out with each other. But that's the point.
But
Valentine's Day, you want to be making out with each other. You can't when you're with other people.
I make out with him like every day. And I think it's different too for you and the Egyptian because you guys pretty much only see each other on the weekend. So
that's
it's
true.
Like a big deal for you guys to go out to dinner during the week, just the two of you.
Okay.
I literally see Jewel Daddy every single day.
833-JOE-ALEX, where do you fall on this? 833-563-2539. Stella, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Stella, what do you think? Are you going to go out on a double date? Is that cool or absolutely not gross?
I don't think it's gross. I honestly think it's okay. I think people want Valentine's Day to be so romantic, and it doesn't always have to be because it's made up. And so it's not supposed, it doesn't have to be a certain way. And I think friends kind of remind us why we have significant others. And I love my boyfriend's little sister, so I wouldn't mind being with her. I think it's okay. I mean, it's not gross. It's his family. So you're going to have to be around them any other day. Valentine's Day is just another day.
It's not just another day. I need my hardcore Valentine's Day addicts to come in on this and defend me. Valentine's Day is the best. It is the day of love. It's pink and red and polka dots.
But every day for me is the day of love with Jewel Daddy.
I don't believe that for a second. Taylor, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Everybody else can call in at 833-JOE-ALEX. What do you think, Taylor?
I don't think it's weird at all. Me and my husband, we've been together for 5 years, and we've gone out on Valentine's Day by ourselves, but last year we had plans with my best friend and we did a double date. And then this year, me and my brother and his girlfriend and my husband were doing a double date as well this year. I mean, I don't think it's weird at all. I think it's a good idea.
I honestly think that we should have, it's too late now, but I think we all should have went out like on a quadruple date. Like it should have been me and Lindsay, Pork Chop and his boyfriend. It should have been Liv and Jewel Daddy and Alex and the Egyptian. We could have all got a giant table together.
So I don't know if I would necessarily want to spend Valentine's Day with you all.
Wait, him and Lindsay or all of us?
I think
all
it would be
guys?
Fun.
Okay, well, thank you for that. Now I feel sad.
I'm just kidding.
You can let us know what you think on Twitter. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Good morning. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hey, thank you so much for listening to the show. We know you got options out there. We're not the only thing that you can listen to in your ear holes, so we really appreciate you taking the time out to do that. Tell a friend about the Joe and Alex Show. Everything you need to know is at joeandalexshow.com. Joe's journey. Let's kick it off right now and tell you what. I've been doing this boxing thing for 5 weeks. It's just at Title Boxing Club, and the one I go to is the Title Boxing Club Glendale. And it's awesome, guys. I was last week 385.8. I put on a little bit of weight because I ate some food at the Super Bowl party. Well, this week I lost 3 pounds. I'm down to 382.8. So close to 380. So yeah. Golf clap. But here's the thing, 14 pounds overall since I've been doing this boxing thing. Can I brag about somebody else though for a second?
Somebody else? Who?
My wife Lindsay has been doing this boxing class too.
Yeah.
She is down 14 pounds in 5 weeks. Guys,
holy smokes.
I don't want to throw it out there, but we might flip pancakes soon. I mean, that's how good we're getting looking at, like, we're getting attracted to each other again.
How'd she lose that much weight in only 5 weeks?
Just sweating and punching stuff, Alex. I don't know. I mean, like, I'm just very happy.
You've been doing this
for
like a year, and she lost like what you've lost essentially. I mean, that's crazy.
I think it's the reverse. Like, sometimes guys can lose weight easy and girls get stuck. Nope, Lindsay's doing it. So I'm very proud of her, and I'm glad she's keep on going. And I'm glad to finally see she's got that pep in her step, and she's finally like not beating herself up. Because I hate two things I hate that women do, including my wife. I hate when they say they're ugly. I mean, if you are ugly, for sure, I guess I get that. But I hate when they say that they're like fat and disgusting. I'm not saying that like you shouldn't be concerned about your overall health for your weight.
Right.
But if you don't have a six pack, it doesn't mean you're a fat tub of goo. Like,
but that's what you say
beautiful.
About yourself. That's why you say you don't like to flip pancakes with her very often.
Well, I'm a guy. Like, I've got, when I have bigger boobs than my wife, that can be intimidating for her.
I know, but I think confidence is key. Confidence is always sexy. And for women, sometimes it's hard to feel like that. And I will say, working out, even if you're not to your goal weight, just even working out, doing a little bit of a workout once a week or something will give you some of that confidence.
And Liv, no, I think confidence is big. For example, like, I don't feel that confident when I have more hair on my back than I do on my head.
Ew.
Like, you want real talk, don't we? So that's what's going on, but I'm excited. Same thing. Oh, one thing I noticed, let me show you guys. I don't know if I'm going to put this on Instagram. And look, this isn't gross, but let me undo my pants real quick.
Oh my God, gosh. Why do you always do this?
Hold on, I'm not... Hold
I don't want to see this.
No, you do want to see it. Hold on. Check out my pants.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah, they're getting bigger.
Let me see.
Wow.
Check that out.
Hold on. That's good.
Give me the
Why, it looks
don't,
like
oh,
you need
gosh,
new jeans.
It looks
like,
let me do like this one, like right there.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a huge gap in his waist.
Now,
why
pork chop, look down
jeans?
Here. No. What? Well, I'm too cheap. I'm not going to buy new jeans. I'm just going to keep these. And this is my old belt. You guys can see off put a photo. See how beat up it is?
Yeah.
I've kept it. This isn't my nice belt, but I've kept it, like, and I put new holes in it, and then I got fat again, so I had to go back to the old ones. But I'm going to try to tighten it up and keep on getting, like, new notches in the belt.
How about when you hit 375, we take you on a shopping spree?
No, because I want to lose more weight than that. But
I know, but, like, you still need more clothes. You can't be wearing clothes that you were wearing at 400 pounds when you were 375.
I know. These things are kind of way too baggy. They look like my JNCO jeans. I mean, JNCO jeans. I never had any. I wasn't a juggalo. I don't know what you're talking about. So, but thank you guys for the support. That's what's going on. You can see everything going on the Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show, and mine is Joe Pesh Radio. But I'm very proud of my wife for the weight she's been doing.
Yay,
and I'm
Lindsay.
Glad we've been a really good partner, so I'm happy about that. So there we go. Good news this week here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.